Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
You see that?
Well, it looks like the guys from Green Day dressed up like Kiss. I can't really see it.
It's actually the record cover of, I think that's Destroyer. What is that album called? Is it Destroyer?
I'm not sure. It's a Kiss record, though.
Right. And it's, they put their faces on the Kiss bodies.
That's funny.
This is Billy Joe's...
his own Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Is that recent?
It's right now. I just opened it. It's what funny. He did 14 minutes ago. What is he doing?
What are you doing up at 14 minutes ago o'clock?
You know what? I bet he didn't sleep yet.
Well, he could be on the East Coast. I mean...
Yeah, that's true.
Or he could be in England. I don't know where they are.
Or he could be in his compound in the East Bay, just wide awake.
Shouldn't
doing
he be asleep?
Stuff. I don't know.
Joe go to
do
sleep?
Do rock stars
he
need
needs
to sleep?
His rest.
I don't think they do.
How is he going to rock out with his
He's being
socks
creative.
On?
Anyway,
so. This hour.
He's up all night designing the new Kiss cover.
Well, my first reaction is, man, doesn't everybody have Kiss in common? Like,
I don't
not
know
everybody,
if everyone
but
does.
Everybody from that era does.
I definitely have that in common, but not the way some people do. Like John plays guitar because of Kiss. Like I
started guitar because
yeah,
of Kiss.
Yeah, I really feel like
Kiss was my first
I thought high heels were cool because of Kiss, I guess.
My brother started...
They scared me.
In high school, him and his little friends started a little rock band because of Kiss.
Yeah, gotta have it. Gotta have Kiss
He started
in your life.
Drawing because of Kiss.
Oh. We all started painting our faces with wild designs because
I
of
wanted
Kiss.
To be a cat because of Kiss. Mm.
I always liked Ace Frehley's makeup the best.
Mm. Ace was silver, my guy.
It's... Silver on there. And Gene was just too scary for me. Children, yeah. We're talking about a 70s and 80s rock band. I mean, I think they're actually still around.
They're on tour
You've
as
probably
we speak.
Heard
oh,
of them.
Totally.
But, you know, you had to be in second grade in 1972 to really get the full...
Gene making all the merchandising money.
Yes, he'll sell you a coffin that has Kiss
totally.
On it.
Yeah.
That's not a joke.
No.
Like anything,
not.
You name it, they've got Kiss on mm-hmm. it somewhere.
For a while,
or Green Day on top of it.
Green right. Day's like, I love that, everything about it.
I did watch whatever Gene Simmons and Family or whatever the heck that thing was
oh,
called.
You did?
Yeah, I did watch it for a minute there.
With Shannon Tweed?
Yeah. And I was so happy when they finally got married. She's been wanting to marry him for years, and they finally got married
they have,
a few
like,
years back.
A bunch of kids together.
They
and...
have two kids.
Well, that's not
Sophie
a bunch, but a couple
and...
anyway.
Yeah.
They've yeah, got a whole whatever. Family. Didn't
that's
they get
Shannon
huge,
Tweed.
Huge fights, though, after the fact? And like, I don't know.
The family?
No, him and her. Don't they have like a pretty contentious relationship?
No.
They're happy.
They're pretty
They're calm.
Happy.
She
yeah.
was the hottest
Oh my God.
Lady.
Ever to grace the pages of Playboy. She's just, like tall. Just even in pictures, yeah. It was like, boy, she looks like just an Amazon.
My yeah. little teenage dreams were of Shannon Tweed.
God,
I was so into her.
Victoria Principal.
Well, yeah, there were a lot
and,
of them. But
Bobby,
she was
what
one
was
of them.
That one girl's name? Bobby something.
Barbie Benton.
Barbie Benton.
Ugh, Bobby. Loved her.
I know. She was my favorite. She was in a lot.
Yeah.
It's because she was with Hef.
Mm-hmm. I used to see her when she
featured.
Did like Love Boat and Fantasy Island.
Oh.
I was always so happy to watch her.
Mainstream and the Naked Girls.
Uh-huh.
Gotta like that.
Anyway, sorry to sidetrack you guys.
No, it's
fine. Listen, I love reminiscing about my childhood.
What'd you do yesterday, Vincent?
Nothing. What did I do? Nothing. I have a lot going on. I mean, I did mm-hmm. some chores and played some guitar, and I took the missus. The missus
should we,
has
play some guitar.
No, her bachelorette party mm-hmm. is coming up.
Oh, is it this weekend?
So I took her to get a couple swimsuits and a
is
couple
it in
little.
Vegas?
No, they're going to San Diego.
Oh, fun!
Swimsuits. Where'd you guys go?
Beach. Tons of shops all over.
Oh. Mm.
So that's easy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun. I like it.
She just get bikinis or does she go one piece?
No, she's a bikini girl. So she put on some suits.
Did she model for you?
Yeah, of course.
How fun.
Yeah, it is fun. So
well, you're like, that one.
Yeah, I do know what looks good. And actually, she likes it because I pick them out and then hand them to her and she goes in.
Perfect.
She's usually like, damn, your taste. It's always just right on.
It's spot on.
I do know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was a bikini salesman in my teens, as you well know.
Yes.
I worked at surf shops.
Right. To me, bikinis on a hanger always just look like a spider. I'm like, well, why would I want to put a spider on myself? Let me find something that has some...
so much string going
right.
on.
I just don't. I don't understand how that works.
Yeah.
I try to avoid all the disco ones. I think usually... triangles are best.
Triangles are best. They're the most flattering. The tube ones are just, they want it sort of hanging off your boob.
But they do a lot of the weird, you know, three strings on the...
Yeah.
It gets too stupid.
Right.
It might look good for a minute, but then when your tan line looks
around,
like that or whatever, you're like, oof. So anyway, we did that. We had salmon for dinner.
Delicious.
And I started rewatching Stranger Things.
Oh, right, because that's starting Thursday.
And I guess I'm going to have to push the start of season three. And I really want to just get through both seasons. There's only 7 episodes in the first season, or 8.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And they're short, too, aren't they?
They are
short. They're not full hours or anything.
Were
you should be able to push through
that. A full hour before?
No, I think that they're just...
40
I don't know.
Something minutes.
Not even 40. I think they're all like around a half hour or something. Where are they?
I don't know, but it went by. The first episode went by so fast, I went, oh, okay, I guess I'll go to bed. Because I'm not going to start another.
Mm.
So I really like it. It's fun. They're so young in the first episode of the first
Little
season.
Kids. That show, it just really, I mean, I hope that this next season will be just as good. That first season, they really just captured that sort of young boy adventure in the 80s thing. Just the goofiness.
They do.
They really capture a moment.
The first episode last night, there's a point where the boys are riding their bikes home.
Mm.
And the one kid says to the other, all right, let's race home the first. And the kid already takes off. And he's like, hey, I didn't say go yet. And you just go.
Snooze, you lose.
And the long shots are of the boys like alone in the street. It's just those two on their bikes. And it's them yelling at each other in their own little world. And you go, that's my childhood right there. Me and Jason Sisko riding around through the colony. So it's neat. It is fun to watch. If someone captures that correctly,
it takes you right back there.
You are there.
Yeah.
Of course, then Eleven shows up who can do stuff with her own mind, and you go, okay, this isn't my childhood.
This has taken a turn. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a magic child that had escaped from a government facility. But I guess if we had,
right,
this is how it would have gone down.
Eleven.
And I thought that the second season was still good. But it got a little, like the, you know, when he gets the little pet and the, you remember he finds the little, and then there's, I don't know. And then she winds up like in the city somewhere and meets
that
all
was
these.
That was a bad sidetrack.
Yeah, I just really felt like, okay. I mean, I guess if she's number 11, you got to find out who the other numbers are, right?
Right.
I guess they got to bring that into it. So I don't know how this season will be, but it's I'm looking forward to it.
Speaking of TV shows, did you catch up on your Big Brother?
Yeah, I'm all set. I'm all caught up.
Okay, can I give you this email then?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Should I read it right now? All right.
What's your problem?
I don't know. My life is getting away from me.
Why
I have a lot
is it
going
so busy?
On. Just, you know, how
Are
it's
you
certain times.
Event?
Certain times
huh?
of your life
Are you
you're busy.
Up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm all caught up though, and I'll watch it tonight.
Listener's observation.
Okay, so because Goodrick's coming in tonight, I think I can watch it before he gets there though. Hey there, my radio and Big Brother family. I've got a few thoughts from tonight's episode, so this must have been Sunday. I just can't with Jack's name tag tattoo. So this is Jackson with the long hair. He's actually got a tattoo that says, hello, my name is.
Oh, I didn't see that.
On his chest.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that either.
Oh, I couldn't stop looking at it. I'm like, is that a name tag? They didn't really like zoom in on it or anything, so I don't know if it actually says Jack. I assume it does. Christy is fresh out of the shower in just a towel, trying to gather her clothes, and Ovi's in there casually talking like it's totally normal and okay to hang out while she's needing to get dressed. Good grief. I love her response to his inquiry about her thoughts as far as being HOH, and she says she needs to figure out where to get dressed while in the house.
That's true. How do they do everything with all the cameras everywhere? Even just going to the bathroom.
Well, look,
there's a camera in the bathroom, you
yeah,
know, which is a bummer.
The moment this person is referencing was, is that kid's name Ovi? Is
Ovi.
That what
yeah.
That Ovi kid is as clueless as they come.
Yeah.
And he's that's not the only clueless moment, but when he's talking to her and saying the things he's saying to her as if he's playing the game.
Right.
And you're just going, okay, first, if you want to get in with her, leave her alone and let her get dressed, you dummy. Yeah. You dumb dummy. As she's trying, she's looking around hoping he'll leave, and he's laying there like, yeah, I'll do anything, you know, I just want to have
you. Just
you
seem
do
so kind.
Yeah, you're a great person.
You seem wonderful.
Well, then leave her alone and let her get dressed, you douchebag.
Right.
God,
and don't
he's
just
so dumb.
Offer to get, oh, you're looking for someplace, should I get up and leave? No, just get up and leave. Be like, oh, yeah, the room's yours.
Yeah, get out.
But it gets worse later when he
does. You know,
saw it last
right,
night.
Right, I did. And, you know, you can't know what everyone else is thinking. And these people who have conversations in rooms without looking the F around first.
I know.
I think
blah,
that's
blah, blah.
One of the biggest mistakes that you see made. It's like when Tamar was laying in the bed and the two girls are talking about how they're going to the end together.
Yeah.
And then Tamar's literally sitting up in the bed looking at them like,
hello.
And she has been the whole time. She's all, I was just going to let you guys go. Just so, just look the F around. Even check under the beds, for God's sake. Just figure out if you're alone or not.
I do that out in the world. I constantly look around before I say something.
I don't. That'd be my downfall with Big Brother.
Right, Brittany? I'm always looking
yes,
around.
That's true.
The getting dressed thing, though, is real. I was thinking that in the shower, because it's sort of, you know, I don't know, like maybe shoulder height, the door to the shower. So I think a lot of people probably strip down in there and hang their clothes up over or something or have a towel on.
It's a glass door, right?
It's glass, but it's like, you know, smoked, whatever what that's called.
Yeah.
Etched. Mm-hmm. What is that called?
I guess
frosted.
Frosted. There you go.
So, but there's no question that there are dudes in the control room at Big Brother who are watching you when you're pooping, anything you're doing. They don't show the bathroom unless something's going down in the bathroom.
Well, and those videos do get released. I mean, I've seen a few occasions where someone, you're like, oh, that person unfortunately has been seen changing, and there's the video.
Oh, I've never seen any of that.
Who's the girl that ended up with, I think they just broke up and that's why it made the news, but the lady with the fake lips from Texas, it was just a recent episode. Fake lips, big fake boobs. We even got sent to us a picture of her.
She was a DJ.
Yes. She was like,
I don't remember her
name. It was like 1 year prior to her Big Brother. It was pre-surgery, and she's just cute as a button. The next picture is her
turning herself into a monster.
Giant cans, she went all big
LA.
Fake lips. And anyway, that lady.
Shot to her in the Big Brother house?
I believe so.
I'm surprised any of that makes it out of there. Like, that's, you know.
Why?
Because you'd be able to sue. Like, if there were, you know what I mean? Like, that,
I don't know if you could. I mean,
why not? That the footage
you're probably signing
would be,
stuff away, though. It's that 20-page contract. You're
I guess
signing everything away.
But your expectation is that the production house is not going to be letting
I agree,
this stuff out.
And I don't know how it got out, but in that case, it did. And it goes to, I think some of these people are into voyeurism. They like being looked at. That's why they're there.
Right.
They want the camera on them. They want to be seen. That's part of the whole, that's Instagram culture.
Right.
Look at my every single move. Post.
My every single bite.
Yep.
Post.
Do you like me? Do you like me? All right, back to this email. Tommy is so ridiculously head over heels for Jack. I love his delusion. That is adorable. I actually really love Tommy. He's my favorite on there. He did this thing where he was acting all scared or something. I can't remember what it was, but it was so, he's just like emoting in the diary room. Why do people try to hold private conversations in a room with other people right there? Oh, this person. It's season 21. Have they not yet figured out to go somewhere that no one else might be listening? And then there's Catherine getting high from the stinky smells. Is that even possible? And what hair salon is she going to that she thinks her highlights smell like bobcat urine? Haha. It's the ammonia. The ammonia that they put in, right?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
What's her name again? The highlight girl?
Catherine. Catherine. Cat, they call her here.
Oh, with a K. Got it. Yeah.
Those two girls, it's a trip, actually. I looked over at Christina at the moment when she was like, they go to them in the diary room, and that chick's like, I know you're putting me up because you don't like me, and I can tell when someone's a bitch and being, and you're, and then the next scene, they're hugging.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you go, I look over at Christina, I'm like, that is so wicked. I can't imagine.
That's human. You know, you say whatever you want behind someone's back, and then you're nice to them to their front. That's a human thing.
All right.
Yep.
You know, you just are having your own internal dialogue, and these people get to go down
and
to a diary room.
Don't want the confrontation.
Absolutely. Plus, that person is she's playing the game. She doesn't want to get.
That is the game.
Not that game. She's got to get that girl to not nominate her, but of course she does anyway. And then OV, this is Maria Napa who wrote this whole email. My mom's big nose that she gave me did not help me out. Dude, I don't care how big her nose is. Don't say that about your mom on national television. I actually, it's so funny. Me and Maria, we are in simpatico here. Like, I thought the whole same thing. I'm like, oh, your mom's thrilled. Your mom is thrilled that you just said she has a big honker.
I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah. Anyway, the show is, it's just getting started. We're only 3 episodes in.
Well, I did see the one episode, I don't even know where it is, first or second, that they were doing the challenge.
Oh, hugging the trees?
The tree and then the color splash stuff going on.
Yeah, that was
And I guess the first head of household, who is?
Christy.
Okay.
Yeah, she won the thing.
Who's
I like her.
Kemi?
Kemi's the black girl.
Yikes.
Why, what?
What?
I'm looking at Big Brother's. Do you have this?
No.
Big Brother's Jack warned by producers after house guests' toxic comments increased. And one of the persons he's talking on is this Kemi girl.
Now, there are like 3 Jacks in the house right now.
They're talking about the Momoa kid. That's who's pictured here, the kid who looks like Momoa.
All right. He's a Jack. Then there's a guy they're calling Mickey because his last name's like Mickles.
Oh, Jackson is his first name. Right. Yeah.
And then I think, maybe not. Maybe there's a Nick.
The camp director, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That dude's delusional. Mm. You know, I've just seen as such a threat because I'm so fit and I'm smart and mentally stable. Like, okay.
Oh, so there's a quote here about.
This is something Jack said about Kemi?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. What?
I'm not going to read it. There's a bunch of curse words and hate.
Oh my God!
Oh no.
Is it super racist?
I believe they're saying there must be something to this. They haven't known each other long enough. I'll hand you the quote.
Oh boy!
But you go. They cut the feed because of where it goes. Talking about Kemi, Jack says.
Oh, he says it's like, bitch, you're effing going up and you can play for your veto, but I'm going to F you up. God, dude, she gets me so hyped. I effing hate ...
That's when they cut the feed. It's gnarly. Like, I get it. You're playing a game and maybe you can get on each other's nerves, but.
Yeah, they've been in there for 4 days.
That's what I'm saying. That's what they're saying, too, is they're like, how could you be so full of hate for someone you've never met?
Right.
It's been 4 days.
Well, they certainly clicked up quickly. You know, there's a gang of 8.
Producers cut the feed at that moment, switching to another camera.
Right.
Dang. Mm.
So this must be on the All Access thing. I don't even. You know, I have that CBS All Access. I just have no interest in watching people sit around in a house. You know.
Well, I have trouble watching it because the sound is so bad.
Yeah.
Mm.
It airs on one of the channels that I watch.
Well, there is a Big Brother After Dark, I think, that, you know, sort of like live feeds all night long.
Yeah.
But you can, I think it's 24/7 all access just on the CBS.
Sure.
On the CBS thing. But I feel like, as it is, I'm doing 3 hours a week of it, just in what they've culled down to the most interesting stuff, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't,
that's
I don't
all
need
you
more.
Need. Yeah,
some people
I really
have
don't.
Time.
Yeah, I suppose.
I don't.
I never, I, you know, I probably could watch. I just don't ever think of it.
You can leave it on in the background, I suppose.
I guess.
I don't like that stuff, happen. Though.
No, it's horrible.
I don't really have those kinds of thoughts.
Well,
so.
And it's hard to see.
It makes me not like
it's hard,
him.
Hard to root for someone that, oh, I didn't like him from the beginning. I hate people that are just like super full of themselves and mm-hmm. go in like, oh, I'm going to own this place. I'm like, or you could just like, you know, meet other people and
keep a
have a
open
human
mind.
Experience. And
well,
right.
he's a fitness trainer.
Oh, well, there
that's
you go.
Not that
there,
mean.
Well, I hate those people, those fitness trainers.
Those fitness
Geez.
Well, you know, they think about the body, the right. outside, the shell.
Right.
They're consumed with that.
Right.
So that's what I mean by that.
Their inner beauty
is secondary. I know a lot
secondary.
Of nice fitness trainers.
Yeah. I'm sure. There are nice fitness trainers. They always have a bad body, though. It's weird. The nice ones.
The nice ones.
Which is what you're looking for. KLZ, KLZ, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.